Greg Vanney is the head coach of Toronto FC, and they will play at home tonight. Good morning, Coach. How are you doing?
Morning, guys. Doing well.
And we know, we were talking about it a minute ago, you know every year you're going to start on the road, and you're trying to maintain, you're trying to be okay when you come home. So you got to be pleased with your record as you played the first game in Toronto.
Yeah, we are. We are, you know, we're pleased with the fact that we're unbeaten. We have two shutouts. We were stingy defensively. There's some things that we think are areas we can continue to build upon, of course. But yeah, we're very comfortable with where we're at, and now we're looking forward to getting back home and playing in front of our fans.
I think the great thing, Greg, is you've been able to, by design, and just by the way the contracts worked out, bring out almost your entire team back. And as we talked about last time we were on before you started the season, before this three-game unbeaten streak to start, that was helpful because a lot of people climbed on, and bandwagons are okay, and you guys became a real talking point in the city. And I know you know, and your players know this home opener feels differently than any other in the 11-year history, but the names are really familiar, right? People know who Justin Morrow is, and they know who Nick Hagelin is. These are helpful things, right?
Yeah, very much so. And it helped us a lot as we went through preseason. We didn't have to go through a lot of new things. It was about, cleaning up some things that we thought, again, that we can improve, reminding guys of some things that maybe they forgot over the course of, 6 weeks of a break. But the continuity was there. The relationships were there. How we work with each of the guys on an individual basis, it's all there. And the relationship between the players and the fans is there because, again, as you mentioned, they know the guys, and the guys feel indebted to the fans and want to play for the fans here. And so a lot of those things now are in place. The continuity is great for us. And we also felt like last year, while we were having a great run, that we still have more that we can build on as a team and we can continue to get better. So there was really no great need for any real roster turnover. We added a couple new pieces, and we're bringing along some young players through our system, and that's where we want to be.
You could touch the championship last year. I mean, you were that close.
Yeah.
Is it something you want to forget, something you want to remember, or are there pieces from both?
No, I think you have to remember it, and it's got to be a part of the motivation of this season. Understanding, though, it's a long season, and there's a lot of things that happen over a course of a season to put you in position to try to win the championship again or to get there to win it again. And so I think we remember it. We know we can't change the outcome now by our performances today or tomorrow, but it's a motivation for sure to try to take that one more step next year and bring the trophy back to Toronto.
Toronto FC hosting Sporting Kansas City tonight. A lot of home games coming up in April, which is great for fans. Wide variety of games coming as well. So Bradley and Altidore back from Panama. What did you make of that? That's a tough thing. That's almost a win to go down there, score a goal, bad pitch, tough atmosphere. You know what it's like. How did you view their play in the 1-1 draw? Got what needed to get done, and how are they coming back tonight?
Well, I thought the trip as a whole for the U.S. team was a good one. They were able to flip what was a very bad goal differential from the first weekend of qualifying. They were able to flip that, and they were able to pick up 4 points. Panama is a very difficult place to play, so a draw is never a bad result there. And really, I think their fate's in their own hands now as they go down the latter part of the qualifying stretches, which is what they wanted to get out of these past two games. And so from that, it was good. You know, what's most important for us is that, you know, Dozy and Michael and Armando return healthy. We know there's a little bit of fatigue there. That's normal. They play two games in a short period of time and travel the long distance. So it's just kind of getting them recovered as much as possible. And we know this is an exciting game for them, and we'll use them accordingly to try to obviously to help us get the result tonight.
Not the best of weather for your opener, but not the worst of weather that you've played in there. Obviously, the finish last year. A guy's conditioned for this sort of thing?
It feels a little bit of the same from the last time we were out here. So, I guess, again, just somewhat like the playoff run, is it's an exciting game. It's one of the events, you know, to come and have the home opener and the excitement of the crowd and the reopening of the stadium for this year. It's exciting, so some of the weather things will get pushed off to the side. The excitement and the energy and the building will keep the guys going. And what I like about the cold is, in order to stay warm, you have to run. And so the game should have some pace and some energy to it, and that's what we want.
Greg Vanney, our guest. It's Toronto FC against Sporting Kansas City tonight. Now, you know, in Europe, managers are really well known for their sartorial splendor. You like puffy coat for cold or wet? Like, could we see a pea coat? Like, could we see a Mourinho type pea coat at some point in the season? You only have so many cold weather dates because we want to be there to see that.
It's possible. Okay, it's in the wardrobe. It's possible. Last year, I got a little bit stuck on the same outfit for pretty much every game as we went down the stretch because it was working, so I went with it. So this year I could mix it up a little bit. I do have one that I'll have to think about it. If it's wet, though, I'll bring out maybe something.
No, and the sliding Mourinho on grass, like it would take a huge goal, right? Because then you got stains and there's a dry cleaning bill and, you know, still, right?
Yeah, well, I did a knee slide once up in Vancouver when we won the Canadian Championship, and I got in a little bit of trouble for that, so... So I have to use it sparingly.
Certainly, your fans were more than into it last year. You gave them more than they could have asked for, and so obviously you'll be starting out with a fan base that's revved up after last season.
Yeah, you know, we appreciated the fans' support and always have and do, and they were a huge part of our success down the end. I can tell you there was, for me, an experience against Montreal. We went down 1-0 in the home game after we had lost 3-2 in the away. And it was a stunned sort of crowd. And I could tell you the team was stunned. And about 2 minutes after everybody regained their composure, the crowd started to chant TFC. And I could just feel the momentum build back into the team. And so, you know, when the crowd is there and involved as they are, they really truly play an impact or impact the players and bring them energy and confidence and reward when they do things well. And it's a true relationship. And, you know, we're grateful for the fans we have. We believe we have the best fans in the league. And, we believe it's our responsibility to make it exciting and to really perform in a way that they're proud.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Best of luck, Coach.
Thank you.